You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Monday afternoon, and I am back in my offices in New York City watching the sunset over the Hudson. All right, so the most interesting thing in tech, also from New York, which is the indictment of Huawei. The Department of Justice has just held a press conference about and just released. So the indictment is against Huawei. It's against Skycom Technologies, which very importantly, the indictment alleges, was a full subsidiary of Huawei operated in Iran and helping banks and others evade American sanctions, and also against Wangzhou Meng, who is one of the top executives at Huawei. She has been arrested in Canada, is being held under surveillance, and the United States would like to extradite her here. The allegations in the indictment are all about sanctions evasions, other illegal behavior by Huawei, but it ties into a much bigger story. So right now, there are at least four things going on. There's specific laws that allegedly were broken in specific ways for which there will be legal action. There's a big concern in the United States that Huawei, in partnership with the Chinese government, is building network infrastructure that can be used to spy. Huawei has been accused of spying on the United States in the past. There have been intelligence operatives who've worked for Huawei. The evidence of bad behavior is mixed, but many top officials in the United States government are very worried at the possibility that Huawei will build the world's 5G infrastructure. And so they are putting pressure on countries allied with the United States to not use Huawei technology. This is leading to all kinds of complex international dynamics. So that's the second thing that's going on. Third thing that's going on is fear in the United States and elsewhere that China is surpassing the West in their abilities with technology, and particularly in artificial intelligence. And as George Soros argued this past week, that all this technology in the hands of China can be used to make the world more authoritarian. The fourth thing that's going on is this trade war, United States and China battling each other back and forth. So you've got an indictment. You've got fears about spying in the future of the world's infrastructure. You've got general fears about China surpassing the United States, and you've got a trade war. All of these things are getting mixed together. It would be great if there could just be a legal process that played itself out in a fair, normal way, but that's not going to happen. All these things are going to be tied together. It's going to get very tense. There's going to be retribution from China towards the United States. And one of the big themes, both in technology and in foreign policy for the next year, is going to be what happens between China and the U.S. over Huawei. So this is the most interesting thing in tech today, but it's also going to be the most interesting thing in tech a lot of other days. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.